Jimfix.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off now and go with Mickey. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have Peyronie's disease, which is pretty devastating in itself.
Right.
And my question is, I would like to know if proteolytic enzymes have any value, and also will these same enzymes, is it safe to take those if you have mitral valve?
Well, have you already been taking them, or have you talked to your doctor about it, or you're just now doing some research on it?
I'm doing some research, but I think mostly what I find is biased information. I did go to a urologist when it first occurred about a year ago, and he said, well, I can do as much or as little as you want me to, so I opted at that point to do nothing because I read that you should wait a year or maybe 2 years out before you start receiving any kind of enzyme therapy or any kind of physical therapies for it.
Right. And the scar tissue, did he tell you and give you the options for the scar tissue that's around the penis? I mean, that's involved with it?
I think at that time he may have mentioned the surgery, which I have read that's kind of a no-no, and that also injections of one of the cardiac drugs tends to break up the plaque, they think. Verapamil, I think.
Yeah, Verapamil, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, vitamin E is actually part of the standard treatment.
I take E. I don't take the gamma E. I take the alpha E.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. And also, they do corticosteroid injections in the fibrous band of the tissue.
Okay.
So that's something to, not that you want to take corticosteroids on a regular basis, but if you're looking for some of the potential, the only problem is with, probably talked to you about this, with the surgery they're really concerned about is impotence. And that could be, that's a big player. That could happen. And it's one of the things that they have to warn you about when you do that. So, just a couple of things to keep in mind. I mean, is your biggest, I guess, concern in this, what would it be?
Well, it's just psychologically devastating is the thing. I mean, I'm an older guy, so it's not, intimacy is not that important at my age. And I'm also post MI and open heart 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have quite a bit of depression to deal with, too. That seems to be a come and go type depression. I take Trivial for that. Other than that, I just take a beta blocker and, that's it. A beta blocker and Trivial is my only meds. So I take quite a bit of nutraceuticals.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, dealing with depression and all, if it's a come-and-go kind of thing, there's a lot of things nutritionally you can do to support that. The supplements can be helpful, but the foods are even better. So to build up your serotonin levels, there's certain foods you can eat, like chicken, turkey, salmon, spinach, and also beans are very good. They help raise serotonin levels, like black beans and that sort of thing. So that's just a little tidbit that can be helpful, because if depression is not full-blown and it's not just severe, then nutrition can play a big role and get the serotonin levels up. Now, I know supplements do that, like 5-HTP, but really it's the eating of the foods on a constant basis every single day that can really help stabilize that and keep it at a good level. Yeah, I know that when you have Peyronie's disease, I mean, it is It is a challenge. I mean, you've got the fibrous tissue. You've got. Are you having problems with erections? Is that not what it used to be, or is that everything okay there?
Somewhat, yes.
Are the erections painful?
No, very little.
Okay.
Very little.
That's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I don't think it's severe.
It's just kind of a mild issue.
Yeah, I definitely have it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, the only thing they can really do is go in and attempt to break up some of the scar tissue. The corticosteroid injections is an attempt for that. And, I mean, you really don't want to do, I mean, the verapamil injections have been shown to be somewhat helpful. But the treatment options, because of what it is, because of the fibrous tissue buildup, there's really not a lot out there. And, again, you know, taking your chance with the surgery where it could leave you impotent, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take that risk, because I'll tell you this, they may say that the risk is 50% or 30%. It happens more than that. It's the same thing with prostate surgery. It's not that the surgeon doesn't know what he's doing or what she's doing. It's just everything is so intricate in that area that it's very easy. It's very hard to know what's going to happen. And so it's a real tough spot. I can tell you this, though. If you're doing a lot of nutraceuticals, then you're way ahead of the game, because a lot of people aren't doing a lot of supplements that are based on their conditions. And so if you're doing things like plenty of good, healthy fish oils, if you're including that, if you're using things that help make NO2 within the body, nitric oxide, which would be arginine, an amino acid, and citrulline, that combination together with a green tea extract, that's been shown to be a real good promise. But again, it's not going to tear down the scar tissue. You know, you have to do something fairly aggressive to do that. And where you get the curvature during the erection, I know that can be challenging, but again, there would have to be something aggressive done, like surgery, to take care of that. The only thing they said that can lessen it but not correct it would be those corticosteroid injections on the fibrous band. So, I mean, that would be the one thing if you want to consider any kind of treatment, even though, again, steroids probably is not the most favorite thing you'd want to have in your body all the time, because it can make you gain weight and it can, you know, add to those sorts of things. That's the one thing you might want to look into from a medicine standpoint of what it could be. But at the end of the day, you know, the good news is it's working. Okay. Let's look at the positive side. It's working. A lot of guys don't have that, especially as they get into their latter years. Things stop working the way they need to. Look at your dosage of vitamin E, and you know, the higher dosages, you can talk with maybe somebody at the health food store or a dietitian or someone, but the higher dosages of vitamin E have shown some real promise. So a lot of times people just take the 400 IUs. That's pretty standard. Okay, thanks so much for the call, and if you need anything, we're always here. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path." Great. Love that one. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Just remember that 80% of the body will break down before you ever get your first symptom. So the choices that you make today, they can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. But it's up to you. You have to make the choice. You have to make the decision whether or not you want to get well, stay well, live well, or stay where you are. I would choose to get well. And that's what we're here for. Empower you to live a better life. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at helpcoachradio.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. I talk a lot about obesity. Why? Because we're seeing it more and more in our country today. People are getting fatter. I don't like the overweight title. Really makes me laugh. It's like, yeah, overweight. I'm overweight. No, you're fat. No, you've gained 20 pounds from where you were last year because you've eaten too much and you've been laying around and not exercising. So let's just cut to the chase for what it is. We like to use words to kind of soften the blow, and we want to be politically correct. Well, on this show, we're not really that politically correct. You're fat, and you need to drop some weight, or it's going to really affect your health. I mean, that is what it is. Well, we're seeing that now with obesity pretty strong. So check this out. By the year 2030, 164 million adults will be obese. And I know that number doesn't mean anything to you. You're like, okay, 164 million. Sounds like a lot. It is. Guess what? That means half of the U.S. adults that will be alive in the year 2030 will be obese. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And it means that it will be an actual epidemic. Columbia University researcher Claire Wang, who's a PhD, said in a news briefing in London, with those numbers will likely become higher rates of chronic disease, including diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and some types of cancer. Why? Because obesity leads to all of this. Our projections find that rising obesity is going to result in increases in many of the chronic diseases, which are disabling and expensive to treat, Wang said. We have to act fast. No kidding. The briefing highlighted a special obesity edition of The Lancet. That's a great journal, by the way. If you don't get it, you don't get the online version. The Lancet is really, really good. So Wang says expenditures to treat obesity-related diseases will cost the U.S. healthcare system up to an extra $66 billion each year if the projections become a reality. So you want to work on the budget? You want to work on the issues that we're dealing with financially in this country right now? Get people to drop weight. You want to save $66 billion? Really? Like, we couldn't use that. People stop eating so much, start exercising, and get back to some good old common sense. We can make a radical change with everyone in this country. Wang and colleagues from Columbia University and England's University of Oxford constructed a mathematical model to project obesity rates in the U.S. and the U.K. over the next two decades. If they predict, as they predict, 164 million Americans are obese by 2030, the burden will include an additional 8 million cases of diabetes, an additional 6.8 million cases of heart disease and stroke, and over 1 million cases of cancer. Interesting. You think about it. I mean, obesity, and just so you know, there's a difference between being obese and being overweight. Being overweight, you're not in a category where it could affect your health drastically. When you're obese, it means that a certain percentage of your body mass, you're overweight. You're in that category, in the obesity category. And it means that your obesity that you're dealing with, the weight gain that you've put on, can drastically affect your health, meaning that it will lead to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. I mean, and the amazing thing about this is, that really gets me. This is what bothers me more than anything. This is what makes me do what I do. This is why I'm on the air every single day. It's because we can prevent it. It comes down to lifestyle choices. And if you literally change your lifestyle choices, if you literally go from where you are to where you need to be, if you literally make that shift in your mind that you're going to change and that you're sick of it, that you had enough, and you're going to lose the 30 pounds, you're going to lose the 100 pounds, you're going to lose the 80 pounds, you're going to lose the 10 pounds, and you're going to want to be around for your kids, your grandkids, you realize that it's very selfish to be overweight, that you've eaten your way into being fat and 50 pounds overweight, and that you can change. If you cut your portion sizes in half, just that alone would cause tremendous weight loss. Getting your hormones in balance, making them function at a higher level, would turn your body into a fat-burning machine. So if we understand that, but we just don't do that, then it's shame on us. We have to make a change. We have to go to the next level with our health and realize there's so much that we can do to go to the next level, but we can't stay where we are. We have to make a shift. We have to make a change. The question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go to the next level with your health and with your life? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to realize that it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard, but you have to get started today. Get started today by changing your health. If you do, you'll be amazed at what can happen, how you can go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. It can change, but you have to be willing to want to change. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take them. You can shoot me an email. Let's go to Conti. Hi, Conti. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
my darling. My question is, cancer patients, should they avoid taking dairy products?
You mean all dairy or...
All dairy, like milk, cheese, and butter.
No, actually not. Actually not. No, actually the organic variety of cheeses, organic raw. Now, I'm a bigger fan of raw milk than I am of anything else. So if you're going to do milk, I would encourage you to look into raw milk, especially like raw sheep milk and raw goat's milk. Coconut milk is very good, but the goat's milk is really good. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk, and it can bolster the immune system. So if you're dealing with cancer, it can tremendously help the body fight and build in the immune system. So goat's milk yogurt, they make kefir, they've got the milk itself. But again, raw milk is always the best. And don't get freaked out about all the different pasteurization processes and what about the bacteria. You get with a good farm and a farmer that does this, it's extremely healthy. And does a lot for your own immune system. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of dairy products, raw especially. The raw cheeses, raw goat cheese, raw sheep cheese is just phenomenal for your overall health. Puts a lot of probiotics in the guts, good for digestive health, and will really take you to the next level. So something to consider if you're dealing with cancer and you've got a plan that your oncologist is working with you on, make sure that if you have a dietitian, someone that can work with you on the diet aspect, that they talk about dairy. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health make?
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
AAA 283-7272. Get Well Radio, Healthy Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Our food for the day, remember, food is our best medicine. Many times, that is. We're going to talk about papayas. Papayas have a lot of great health benefits in our overall health scheme of things. Amazing that what can actually grow outside can play such a big role in their health. Well, you know that the processed foods you've been eating over the last many years is probably what brought on a lot of the disease or health challenges that you might be facing with or your loved ones. A lot of what we have and what we see, we do to ourselves. American Cancer Society said that 2/3 of most cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow, but the decision is up to you. What kind of choice are you going to make? Good ones or bad ones? It's up to you. Papayas, deliciously sweet, they say, with kind of a musky undertone, but they're a spherical or pear-shaped fruit that can be as long as about 20 inches, and the ones commonly found in supermarkets average about 7 inches and up to weighing about a pound, and the flesh is a rich orange color with either yellow or pink hues. But they have a component in them called papain, which is extracted to make digestive enzymes in most dietary supplements. And it's also in some chewing gums. But it's phenomenal as far as increasing the digestion. It has plenty of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, B vitamins, folate, pantothenic acid, which is really important for our adrenal glands, our body stress glands, potassium and magnesium, and also fiber. Now, together, all these nutrients really promote the health of the cardiovascular system,
especially the digestive enzyme papain, which is used like bromelain. It's found in pineapple, but it's used to treat sports injuries and help cases of trauma and also help break down the excess proteins in the body for people that deal with allergies. It helps break down that histamine that we see so much. But it's an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin E, also vitamin A. And these nutrients help prevent oxidation of cholesterol in the body. So it's also a big player with blood vessel issues for the plaquing of the arterial walls throughout the body where we get concerned about in heart attacks or strokes. So vitamin E and vitamin C play a big role, and they're found equally in the papaya, and it can inhibit or lower the LDL cholesterol, the HD, or the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the bad guys. And it can bring up the HDL cholesterol, which are the good guys. They're also a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower cholesterol levels. It's just amazing with what it has. And also can help lower homocysteine. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people don't talk about homocysteine, but let's talk about it for just a moment. It is a blood test that we do. It can check for homocysteine levels. And homocysteine, you do not want to get elevated because it can cause issues with the heart. But also, it can cause issues with brain chemistry. So depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of those can be affected by homocysteine levels. It is the breakdown of an amino acid called methionine. And if methionine is not broken down very well, then, of course, you can have higher homocysteine levels. It can play a big role as far as your brain chemistry, as far as depression and anxiety. And that's when a lot of people have to start taking medications. And for the heart issue, if it gets really elevated, it shows a strong amount of inflammation around the heart. It could lead to some potentially scary situations. So papaya, great food for your overall health. Has a lot of great benefits. Something to look at and keep in the refrigerator or keep near the cupboard. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jerry in Canton, Ohio. I'm 16, and this year I'll be playing football for my high school. I need to beef up a little. And the coach says I need to eat more. What do you think? Well, just make sure you're getting 3 meals a day if you really want to do it right. 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's good to do liquid like protein shakes, but make sure they're good hormone-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-like Food Balance or something like that. You can get that at Lifestyle Research. But it's really important to make sure you got the right kind of nutrients coming in. You just don't want to go eat a bunch of junk food to put on the calories and put on the weight. It's not going to help the long-term goal of what you're looking for. You're 16, so you're young. And you could probably eat anything you want. But it's really important for you, Jerry, to focus on putting the good kind of foods in. All right, good lean quality proteins, good carbohydrates. You know, if you're playing a lot of ball, you can do some starchy carbohydrates with your vegetables. You know, like sweet potatoes, brown rice, those are always great. So focus on some of that and watch the weight stay where it needs to and even gain some muscle in the process. Protein is the key. Don't forget that. And it can function so well for you to put on the muscle mass that you need to. Typically what they say is 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. So you can figure that out. I think athletes, me personally, that's what the research is. Me personally, Jerry, I think, and what I apply to my own life, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Let's go to Charlotte now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. I was calling because I had a heart attack about a year ago in April. And okay. Right after I had my heart attack, when I come home from the hospital within a few days of being home, I had problems with my esophagus. It felt like from my throat all the way down, just felt like it was completely raw. And I would get these pains in between my shoulder blades, and my boyfriend would rub my shoulder blade for me, which would kind of help eventually with the raw feeling to go away. But when he would do that, it would send a sensation. It felt like his fingers was literally inside my esophagus pushing out towards my chest. It's just a really weird sensation, but it was painful. And it just continued to get worse. And so October of last year, they did a scope and took a biopsy of my esophagus and said they couldn't find anything. But the pain continued to get worse. The raw feeling got stronger. And then about February, March of this year, I started noticing I was getting this, like, it felt like a real strong air pocket in my throat, and like my medicine, when I would take it, it would feel like it was getting stuck there. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, they did another scope in April and said still they couldn't find anything. And then just recently it got to the point where now my medication, when I take it, it feels like it's getting stuck there. When I eat food, it feels like it's getting stuck. And sometimes it's so painful, it literally brings me to my knees. The pain is that intense. And then it's gotten to the point where now even just simple water, drinking water, it feels like it gets stuck in my throat. And I'm never hungry except for I get pain in my esophagus. Instead of, like, if you've ever been real hungry, hunger pain, mm-hmm. I get that up in my esophagus. I don't ever feel hungry in my stomach. But I do get hunger pains up into the higher part of my esophagus. And for whatever reason, just in the last month or so, when I wake up in the mornings, I have that pain. And it's like, that's how I know I need to eat, because I can tell I'm hungry, but it's up in my esophagus. And I get, and it's just continued to get worse, but they can't seem to find anything. I do take probiotics every day. I don't know if it's maybe medication they have me taking that's irritating it. I'm on 2 blood pressure medicines. They also have me taking Crestor, which I really don't know why they had me taking that, because even when I had my heart attack, I didn't have a problem with cholesterol. Both my good and bad cholesterol levels were right on the money. 6 months later, when they checked my cholesterol, it was fine. And then this last April, when they checked it again, it was fine. But they're telling me I need to take it for preventative measures. But I don't have a problem with cholesterol. But I do take Crestor, which I've noticed since I've been on. All this has just seemed to happen since my heart attack last year. I feel like I have arthritis in all my joints now. They ache, and I'm in so much pain, and I never had this before my heart attack. But I have the esophageal issue going on that it's just got worse to the point now where, like I said, even drinking liquids, it hurts.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do, because the doctors can't seem to find anything going on. But so that's why I'm calling you. I listen to your show almost every day, and I know your stuff, so I need some help.
Well, it's okay. I mean, so the doctors right now, is everyone scratching their head? And just
they're like, we can't find anything, we can't find anything, and they're chalking it up to anxiety, but they claim I have anxiety, but I don't feel I do, because I don't have anything going on that would, right after my heart attack, I probably did have some anxiety at that point. I had a massive heart attack, and it was a bad one. I almost didn't make it. They saved me, thank God. But I'm sure that right after my heart attack, I may have had some anxiety going on. But everything's pretty much resumed back to normal. So I don't know. I don't know why I keep having this issue. It's gone from to where it's just a raw, painful feeling and in between my shoulder blades to now where, I can feel like my throat and my esophagus, it feels like it's swollen all the time.
Do you smoke?
No, I did, for years before I had my heart attack. But not.
And then you quit.
Yeah, after I had my heart attack, I quit doing that. I cut out all my caffeine. I started doing the probiotics every day. I eat my green vegetables every day, spinach leaves and all my dark greens. I do take the 2 blood pressure medicines in my Crestor, and I do take CoQ10. From listening to your show, I learned that I need to be taking that. I take that with vitamin E and vitamin C every day. I take my Larcs every day, which is another strange thing. When I do any type of activity, that raw feeling in my esophagus gets much more intense.
Did they do an EGD? You may have told me this, but did they do an EGD, a scope, and check it all out, and you did not have a stricture, or you did have a stricture?
No, they did a scope, and they also did a biopsy on my esophagus, and they said everything came back normal. They couldn't
see
anything.
Everything was clear.
Yeah, they didn't see any ulcers. They didn't see any nothing going on there.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking is just, if there was any potential for, like, Barrett's esophagus or anything that potentially has some raw tissue in there, that could explain some of it. But if they've done all those tests, they've done the blood test, they've done all the different testing that needs to be done, EGD, the whole nine yards, and everybody's scratching their head, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we'll probably get down to the meat of it. So hang tight. We're going to the commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the esophageal issues that you're dealing with.
Are you living a healthy lifestyle?
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file,
to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to some Healthy Talk Radio. You've got questions about your health, you want to call in, we're right here for you each and every night. If you've got questions we've got answered, you want to shoot me an email, be glad to make it part of the show, or we can answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Now, going into the break, talking a little bit about some issues within esophagus. And we're talking with Charlotte. And Charlotte, you said that you've had every test under the sun. You've got a rawness in your esophagus, or you feel it constantly, or sometimes it comes and goes, but it's this raw feeling. And no one can seem to figure out what it is. You also have a pain in between your shoulder blades. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you've been to doctor after doctor, and just no one knows what to do.
They can't find anything.
Yeah. And you've had a heart attack. But you made it through.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, after the heart attack, is that when a lot of this began in the esophagus, or was that before?
It was within just a few days of coming home from the hospital after my heart attack. And for the longest time, I thought it was continuous. You know, I thought I was having more heart attacks, but they kept going to the hospital, and they kept telling me that, no, your heart's fine, your heart's fine. And then in October, 6 months later, they did the scope. And did a biopsy on my esophagus. That's when they started suspecting I was having esophageal issues. But then they were never able to find nothing. And this has been going on for 15, 16 months now. And it just went from bad to worse.
And certain foods, do they flare it up more than others?
No, actually, it doesn't really. I stay away from the spicy stuff because I'm smart enough to know better than that. But it doesn't really matter what I eat. It seems like when I eat, food going down hurts. And it's always like right after I'm done eating that I get this pain in my esophagus in between my shoulder blades, but the whole time my esophagus is raw, like all the time, has a raw feeling.
What kind of surgery did you have on your heart?
I put a stent in the artery that was clogged.
Okay.
It wasn't a cholesterol issue, though. They said it was from smoking because I had smoked for 30 years. So that's what they say my heart attack was from. My cholesterol seems to be fine, and, you know, even now it still is, even though they had me taking Crestor.
I would talk to your doctor about the Crestor. I mean, here's the deal, okay? It's standard of care. If you have a heart attack or a stent, you have any type of issue with your heart, there's a certain protocol they have to put you on even to cover their cells. And it's debatable whether or not you need it or not. But, I mean, if your cholesterol levels are staying in good check, you might want to talk to them about it. You know, just kind of tell them it's your body and you would like to help make some decisions in that regard. And would they be open to working with you? Because if you get real radical about your diet and you start eating very well and really start watching your lifestyle choices, that can play a big role in your overall health. And, you know, sometimes you may not need the medicine if they're just doing it for more precautionary. But, again, you're going to have that talk with them. And see what they say. But for the esophagus, here's the deal. If they'd done the EGD and there was no stricture and it looked completely fine, and they did a biopsy of the tissue and that came back clear, you know, there's no Barrett's esophagus, which can lead to potential cancer, then it has to be the result of the surgery where they did something that you don't know about. And sometimes that can happen. But you're getting a lot of pain in between your shoulder blades, right in the spine, right?
Yes, right in between the shoulder blades.
Okay, well, here's some interesting news. The nerves that come out of the middle part of the area between the shoulder blades that you talk about, they innervate, and part of them innervate the esophagus. Now, remember, our body's made of three main areas. The mental side, that's our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, the subconscious mind, and you've got the chemical side of our body, which we focus on quite a bit. And that's where medicine focuses a lot.
and that is your body physiology, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And so many times we leave the structural side out and it plays a big role and we're all just scratching our heads and no one can figure it out, when maybe you've got an issue with T2, T3, T4 in the thoracic spine, that's kind of your upper middle back, and or even down around T5, T6. And it could be affecting other organ systems, because the nerves are like the power cords. They're like electric cords that go to the body. And they can affect different organ systems in different areas. And so having someone evaluate that, I think, would be a smart move. And a good physician to go to would be an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. They look at these areas. Most of your MDs aren't going to look at that. Or a DC, which would be a chiropractic physician. They will look at that area as well and see if they can't. If there is an instability or dysfunction in that area, they will be sure to figure out a way to keep it at a peak level. So that might be something you want to look into, seeing one of those doctors and having them do kind of their own evaluation of what's going on and see if they can't come up with a game plan or a battle plan of what could be causing it. And so, you know, there could be some form of spasm that's going on. So there could be some deficiencies that you have, like magnesium or potassium. So those are some things to look into, and blood work can determine that. So anyway, I would get some evaluation done to see if it's not structural, because the constant pain between your shoulder blades, that leads me to think there is a nerve component that could be affecting it. Maybe that happened during surgery, maybe not, but it's there, it sounds like. And the body's telling you something. That's where the symptoms come from. And so get that checked out. Keep you posted. All right. Thanks for being a great listener. And thanks for the call. It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.